Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Drama. All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, F the N Word. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%. We, of course, want you to holler at us, so give us a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. We encourage you to hang out with us. You can go to our Smooth Drama page, check us out, you know, click here, click there, learn a little bit about me and Miss 100%. We also encourage you to social network with us. If you go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, or you can catch us Facebook and Twitter, I'm Smooth Drama, my yearbook, Wayne, I'm Dick Hugger, add me back. But I know, of course, you ain't really trying to holler at me. You really want to get at my illustrious co-host. So, illustrious co-host, break your shine down a little bit and come down to the mortal plane and talk to the people and tell them where they can catch you at.
I really got to just come down to the A-level this time. No, I'm just playing. It ain't all that. I'm a simple person. Miss 100% on Facebook. Spelled out, Miss 100% spelled out at yahoo.com. And if you want to break my Twitter virgin, get at me at 100%.
Wow. They still, ain't nobody broke you off yet?
No, but I learned today that I can be somewhat intimidating and unapproachable. So I want to, I guess, soften my.
Yeah.
A little bit and become more approachable and I don't know. So
yeah, you know,
stop the suggestions of what I can do.
Speaking of being approachable, I'm making it official. We deal with reality and when reality should be fantasy here on Smooth Drama. So in efforts to make reality to be fantasy, I'm giving up the dick. No longer will I be Dick Hugger. I am now just F the N Word. So I gave up the dick so that we can fuck.
What?
You know, as in fuck the N Word.
Mm.
You know, which is what it meant in the first place. But it seemed like people just couldn't get past the dick 100.
Right. Well, what do you mean? What that mean? What, Dick Hugger? Well, what is that? What's a Dick Hugger? I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I tried to be clever. I tried to be hip-hop clever and have a name that means something, but people couldn't get past the subliminal. They just thought, oh, Dick Hugger. So it's like that, dog? You in the Bay Area? It's like that?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, why do your minds just go to that right away? So, is that what you own?
Well.
Is that why your mind went there so fast?
Yeah, so, moving forward, no ill subliminal. It is straight up F the N word.
Y'all done fucked up. Yeah. No more dick. I done fucked it all up. All y'all get is nuts now, bitch.
Oh, speaking of nuts, you know, we do the part where we talk about when reality should be fantasy. And we start off, you know how we was talking about how nowadays these burglars, they a little out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they chilling in people's crib. Well,
right.
Check this out. Homie in Georgia said he came home to find that burglars had celebrated a birthday, washed their dog, brushed their teeth, They left behind a camera with pictures of themselves. They had pictures of themselves celebrating leftover birthday cake in the kitchen.
Wow. You know what? And those pictures would have been put up somewhere. Do you know these people? Get at me. Yeah, I would hunt their ass down.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I'm sitting up there like, and this is when reality should be fantasy. It should be that he shouldn't come home and know they was in his house.
I mean, who the fuck incriminates themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like homie leaving his driver's license, giving somebody a driver's license and applying for a job and then fucking robs them. Come on, who does shit like that? It's the same thing. You leaving your identity behind after you didn't committed a crime.
They was parlaying in homie's crib.
Brushing their teeth, having a birthday cake and all that shit, man.
I mean, they washed a dog.
They had a fucking family pet involved with
it. Right. And where are the neighbors at? It's like the neighbors, you don't know who lives next door to you?
Right.
Where they could just, it's some people that can come over, they can have a party, and they can bring a dog in. If you thinking, homie ain't got a dog.
See, that's what the fuck happened. That's the result of people. I'm just gonna man my own business. I'ma say, okay, man your own business. And while your shit getting robbed, I'm gonna say a damn thing since you wanna be a stanky neighbor. That's what happened to stanky neighbors, people. Your shit get robbed. And they wash dogs in your kitchen sink.
Yeah, you put it like that, I'm say hi to my neighbor tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to just be more because I'm pretty sure somebody saw it and said, oh, that's that stanky bitch house getting robbed. Fuck her ass. I ain't calling the police.
Wow. Speaking of stinky, another case of when reality should be fantasy. In San Diego, at two separate parties on Saturday night, there was a dude, unidentified man who he did the Ike Turner, smeared a little cake on his girlfriend's face. Well, her brother happened to be there. He was like, nah, I saw that movie. What the fuck you think you doing?
I can imagine. He's like, eat the cake, anime. Cake, anime. She like, well, what you want to do, Ike? What you want to do? I got my people here today.
Yeah, and the people straight up stabbed him.
Wow.
Brother was like, yeah, it ain't going down like that, homie. Chop, 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 chop.
That's not funny.
I know.
Why am I laughing at that?
Look, stabbed him and his homeboys. Like, yeah,
all
y'all getting it.
Him and his homeboys?
And his homeboys.
Just in case they look like they want to do something.
Yeah, y'all, hey, look.
Just for good measure.
Yeah, nobody is smashing cake in my sister's face.
You know, but you know what? We need more men like that to stand up. Because it is too many brothers out here that's allowing their sisters, their moms, and aunties, you know, and daughters to get beat up by me.
Yeah.
They just sit up and let them beat the shit out of women like we ain't worth nothing. But at least now you know that's one family you can't fuck with.
Yeah, I guarantee you.
You're eating.
That dude and his friends, neither one of them, when they see cake, they will never go near a woman's mouth with cake ever again. Promise you that. Yeah, and the same night, it was two people, another case where reality should be fantasy. These two people arguing over music. Nah, dog, put on that E-40. Nah, man, I don't listen to that, man. I'm blasting my Drake.
Mm.
You need to put on that E-40, dog. Nah, I'm blasting my...
Oh, wow.
And the older dude stabbed the younger one because I guess he's arguing over the music. You going to play my music. I'm taking you out.
Wow. I have an announcement.
Yeah.
Testicles. That is all. That's the reason why we get the balls. For the, that's the reason why it's over. This, we a done deal. I hope y'all know that. 2020.
Well, since 100, she's anxious to talk about testicles. I'm not really, I wasn't really ready to talk about testicles, but I guess we kind of have to. In China, and this is definitely when reality should be fantasy, there was a fight over a parking space. And, well, the guy didn't want the woman to park her little moped or whatnot in front of his business. So they start arguing about it, and they get into a little fight. The woman called her husband and brother, who got into the fight with the shopkeeper. And so she steps in. She grabs homie by the balls and just squeezes until he collapsed. He was taken to the hospital, and homie died.
Yeah, popped his nuts up in his throat and killed him.
Yeah, see, I cannot laugh on this one.
I can't laugh either, because I don't think that's right. That's just, she going to jail.
Yeah. I mean, you talking about ball breaker?
Ball buster.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that heifer need to go. She need to be tortured.
Yes.
Her titties off. All that. I mean, she. You squeeze.
You can't have her titties off.
Well, my man stole in the whole set.
Come on now.
Yeah, my man sold in the whole ass jail on what charge? I'm like,
murder.
Yo, touching, look, you should get, if you're not touching the balls in a loving way, you should get at least a week. Just for touching the balls in the wrong way, you know, the playful, I'm smacking you on the balls. No, that's a week.
Nah, that's ridiculous. And the fact that the brother's jumping and whoever the guy is jumping, then she stepped in and said, y'all ain't doing a good enough job. Let me handle this shit. Mm. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I'm like, they had to be looking on in horror, because I don't think there's a man in the world that can watch another man's balls be squeezed and cannot, like, wince their eyes, like, ah, no!
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's impossible. There's no man that can withstand the balls being squeezed and be like, yeah, I'm cool with that. It's all right.
I bet you it was some guys, a couple guys dropped a tear or two. Like, I feel sorry for you, homie. Like, damn, we didn't want to take it that far, bro.
Well, it don't even matter. I mean, she's locked up, but the world's ending in 7 months.
Right. So if she ever do get out, she is the horror, the terror of all of men across the universe. You know that, right?
Look, this is one thing that should not get out. I mean, because I can already tell you, if you get into a little argument with your woman, whatnot, I mean, that is how you will go to jail for domestic.
This could be an epidemic. You know that? Women squeezing the distance. Oh, what you say? Get at them balls, son. You better sit down. You better quiet down.
Yeah, she had the what they used to call it, the kung fu grip. I mean, because you think about it, you talking about the iron fist, that she had that clutch.
Wow.
Like,
I don't know why this just popped in my head, but Jim Carrey in Living Color, when he used to say, Boom! Death. That is not funny. I'm sorry for laughing.
Yeah,
I'm
sorry. But
it's not a laughing matter. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you keep saying it's not funny.
But I can't help it.
You
we
keep laughing. And on that note, I have to rest my balls. You know, my balls hurt from this conversation. So we gonna go on break. This is Stally and Petrin Hill Peonies.
My man, Mr. F the N-word. I miss 100%, and that was Stally, Petrin Hill Peonies.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but I love the song.
Uh-huh. I'm trying to figure out what that was mixed with, that hook. I like that hook.
Yeah, it's
the hook is funky. What you call it? Stanky funky?
Yeah, that's just that stanky skunk then dropped it in your yard funk.
Yeah, that's that old collard green type funk right there.
Then a whole bunch of old men sitting in the room playing that shit. Like,
yeah.
Some of this youngster.
What you know about this, youngin?
Mm-hmm.
What you know about this, boy? Oh,
well, you know. Not that we even got the funk out the way. We got to go into conspiracies, man. I had to I have to roll out a conspiracy every month. And since we starting off May, we might as well start off with a conspiracy from my dear old dad. My pops broke me off a conspiracy that I ain't even really think about. He's like, man, you know, he talked this terrorist stuff. I mean, like, real terrorists? You ain't got to come over here and blow nothing up. You can just send over some bed bugs. And I sat up there and I started thinking about it. I'm like, hold on. You know, because a lot of times people, when they hear conspiracy theories, they're like, oh, yeah, well, that's always some untrue, crazy. It just, there's no way it can happen.
Right.
And I say, hold on a second. If I'm shooting bed bugs, I'm making your whole populace uncomfortable. One.
Right.
You know, I don't have to grab your balls. I can just make your balls itch.
Wow.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really getting you because I'm making your balls itch literally by throwing these bed bugs on you and it just spreads and infests all over the place. You really, I mean, you have to quarantine every damn thing. First and foremost.
And it's fucking up your lifestyle because you got to get new everything.
Yes.
You can't kill them little fuckers.
And you think about it. We can't be friends. I mean, I ain't giving you no dap. We can't hug because I hug you. Bed bugs jump
right
from you to me.
You walk into somebody's house when as soon as you step in the doorway and if it look too nasty, set the fuck right back out, because I guarantee you they got some shit up in there.
Hello.
They get a shoe. They get, come on now.
Right, and so let's analyze this for a second, because I know people be like, ah, bad bug, come on, dog. That's just something that's just natural. All right.
No, it ain't. That's not natural.
Right, so now we talk, okay, you have bad bugs, but then you start thinking about, Didn't we have down in Florida those pythons? They've been introduced into that, and they're having like 100 eggs. They lay like 100 eggs every time. So you have pythons messing up the environment.
Right.
And I saw a little thing where they were talking about cobras now are in the region.
And that shit is not natural. That shit is not indigenous.
Right. You think about it. I'm a terrorist. I ain't trying to smuggle no bombs.
Right.
I can smuggle cobras.
They watching. Oh, they ain't watching. They ecosystem.
Right. And you think about it. You put them cobras in that ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. You put them pythons in that ecosystem.
Fucking it all up.
Right. It is.
So the balance of nature completely off.
Yeah. I mean, because one, they knock out all the birds and they start knocking out everything else. And then they start moving in because they got to eat.
Right. Yeah.
To me.
I'm down here in the South. I done seen some shit that I ain't never seen before. I mean, I've seen a bug the other day that looked like a fly, except for it's about 10 times the size of a fly with neon green eyes. That shit scared the hell out of me. I'm like, what kind of mess is this?
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen a flying cockroach before.
Well, being that I'm from the South, I've seen those. They,
I know you have.
They are indigenous to the area. When we talk about indigenous, yeah, those suckers are indigenous.
But then there's snakes everywhere down here.
Right.
It's snakes everywhere. You can come outside, and one morning you will have a damn snake on your front porch.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm not down for.
It's crazy.
But as a conspiracy theorist, you sit up there and you think about it. No, I don't have to drop bombs. I can drop stuff that will naturally, it'll look like it's natural, even though it is unnatural.
mm-hmm.
and you have a proliferation of poisonous snakes. I mean, it's bad enough you have the water moccasins down there. Now all of a sudden you're gonna have cobras and you're gonna have pythons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I already talk about Florida, so it doesn't help Florida's case in my mind. I mean, I can't go down there with my hoodie on. Somebody's gonna shoot me. And we can't play hide and go seek or hide and go get it because we going to the bush. We may not come back out.
Right. Come out with a snake bite on your head.
Yeah, I mean, the cobra done bit me or the python done choked me out and swallowed me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to itch.
Yeah, just a little bit. And if that got you to itch, you know, we were talking about how for some strange reason, even though we only got 7 months left, we have these strange, talking about messing up the ecosystem, natural disasters.
Mm-hmm.
In Peru, they're investigating where hundreds of pelicans on their northern beaches just died.
Hundreds?
Yeah, they said they found nearly 600 dead birds, pelicans, and gannets along a 43-mile stretch. And this is a place where earlier this year there were over 900 dolphins that were recently found dead. They just...
Oh, I bet you that was just a nasty sight. Good God.
Now, I don't know about anybody else. Maybe it's a conspiracy theory. Maybe this is just something that naturally happens. Because remember, the last explanation was, oh, all the birds, when the lightning struck, they had a heart attack. Remember that?
See, that was here, though. Remember, at least in Peru, they're investigating. They didn't even investigate here. They said, oh, you know, the first time it happened, it was because it was New Year's, and the fireworks made all the birds and the fish have heart attacks.
Right.
Yeah. The next time it was lightning that made them have heart attacks. Come on, man, with that bull crap.
Right. And that was in the Midwest. Now,
they ain't
even talk about out west, Redondo Beach, when all those hundreds of thousands of fish just floated up.
Right, just
died on the beach.
All at once.
Yeah, all at the same time. Now, I don't know about anybody else. I don't think it's a coincidence that in different places all around the world, animals are popping up dead in mass amounts. Now, we've been told that before they use something on humans, they practice on animals.
That's true.
I believe they call it, oh, well, we're working for the cure for something. We practice on animals. I mean, you've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask, hey, are they working on something that's going to make a whole bunch of humans drop dead?
They talk about, you know, overpopulating, you know, and food shortages and all of that. I mean, people are dying, but they're not dying at a fast enough rate. So I think they done just created some shit to help us right along, to move us on, you know, a little quicker.
But what they can do, I mean, they shouldn't even have to do that. I mean, they can just do... What, like, remember we talked about the guy that got hit in the head and he turned gay?
Right, yeah.
But there's a guy, Jason Padgett, who was attacked by muggers outside a karaoke club in Washington, thought he was going to die. He not only survived the attack, but he developed a mysterious mathematical gift.
Wow.
Yeah, he said, homie now sees complex mathematical formulas, like the Pythagorean theorem.
What?
Yeah, he's a fucking genius now, after an ass whooping. which makes me wonder that, okay, you have one case where a guy gets his ass whooped and he turns gay.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy gets his ass whooped. He becomes a genius. That mean that, you know, if you get your ass whooped one hard time, if you're not smart, you can become a genius, or whatever you are, it turns you the exact opposite of what you are.
Wow.
I'm like, I got my ass whooped several times.
So then it's not, you can't get several ass whoopings.
Yeah.
It's got to be this whoop, because if you get several, it's, you know, kind of counteracted it.
Yeah, I guess that's what would happen with your boxers and your football players and whatnot. They may get hit early on, and they'll be smart. But then, bam, they get hit again, and the smart get knocked right out of them.
Smart anymore.
That's my theory.
I mean, come on, it's got to be something. Your brain getting shook around. Can we test it on you?
Yeah, I don't think I want to be part of that experiment. I am anti getting my ass whooped. So, I mean, if there's anybody else out there, I mean, I'm kind of cool with who I am. So the whole I'm gonna take a severe ass whooping to see if it changes my personality. I mean,
well,
what if it changes?
We need a smooth drama candidate for a smooth drama beatdown. Just one good one. And then we just to test our theory.
All right. Who wants to get beat by 100? Right.
You know, call us in 646-929.
We are taking candidates for the ass whooping up in life. This is for your benefit, though. It's to make you smarter.
Make you a better person.
But hold on. But if you're smart already and you take that severe ass whooping, does that dumb you down?
That's what I'm saying. We need some people that's not, you know, too swift, but you know you're not too swift, because there's a lot of people out there that's not too swift and they think that they the smartest thing in the universe. We don't need y'all for that. We want people that know that they're not the sharpest pencil in the box and, you know. I'll do the ass whooping, you know, and then we'll see. We'll videotape it.
Yeah, I mean, because we can grab some of them people that are into women whooping their ass.
Right.
But no, because if they're into that and they've been beat before, they already could have had the smart beat into them, and then the smart beat right back out.
So we don't need none of them. Just a plain old joke. Somebody that you know that you're not smart, you know, and you want to do something better with your life, let me be jealous.
Yeah, the criteria is you have not been into a fight before.
Right.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
No fight, no, he's never been in a fight, and dumb as a box of rocks. And then we good.
All right, so if you think you're dumber than a box of rocks, feel free to call us 646-929-2037. Once again, you can call 646-929-2037 to get your ass whooped officially by Miss 100% to improve your intelligence.
Right.
And if you want to be discreet and you don't want to get on the air, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com, and I will get your information and shoot it over to 100 so that y'all can get together and she can bust your ass.
That's right. Now, listen, we got a few criteria for that ass whooping.
Yes.
Can't be said in the middle of the ass whooping. Stop. You know, that hurt. None of that. Because I'm not going to stop. We doing this for the betterment of mankind.
Yes, and so. And you can't, you have to fill out the paperwork saying that you give Miss 100%
right.
Express.
And you will not be trying to sue me or nothing
right.
Like that.
That's what I meant to say. You can't sue Miss 100%. You just got to take your ass whooping.
I mean, you can, but you ain't gonna get shit. But I mean, you can try to go. I'm just saying.
Anyway, we're going to move on from this. We're going to move on to something even more ridiculous. Nina Rhodes Hughes, a key witness to the Robert F. Kennedy assassination way back in 1968, is, I guess she's making the bombshell claim that, oh my God, there was more than one person. Sirhan didn't act alone.
Hmm.
Like, okay.
And we didn't know that already?
Right. Yeah, hmm. She now claims that the FBI twisted her statements to investigators. Really?
I mean, what the fuck? Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. It's not even worth wasting my breath. You know, just... I'm just so sick of the bitch asses of people just coming back, you know, 40 years later, 50 years later.
Right.
Saying, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah, it's 2012. We only got 7 months left. And now you want to come out, you want to come clean now that you know that the world ended? Come on, dog.
You just could have kept that shit to yourself.
All right. I mean, well, you should have said that shit in 1968.
Right.
Or 69, whenever the hell the trial was. I'm sorry.
It's just crazy.
Yeah. Nina Rhodes Hughes. Thank you for the bombshell, but yeah, we know that more than one person was working, because obviously Sirhan got in there with some help.
Right.
You know, these things don't happen. They have Secret Service and all that other stuff. His brother had been killed a few years earlier. So, obviously, they had Secret Service. So, somebody was compromised. So, yeah, thank you, but...
No, thanks.
No, thank you. Your information has been rejected.
You are the weakest.
Yes, you are the weakest link.
Well,
yeah, I couldn't believe that that was something that would come out and people were like, oh yeah, this is important. Anyway, these people don't even know who Robert F. Kennedy is nowadays.
Like, not this generation.
Right. They don't even know who Mike Tyson is, so. Anyway,
wow.
I'm just saying, and speaking of agendas, I'm stuck on San Diego for some reason. I guess something's happening in San Diego. I'm missing all the good stuff now. I'm missing all the people getting stabbed at the party, people smashing stuff in people's faces, and I guess there's an art controversy. A public art controversy. You know how we talk about tagging and graffiti?
Mm-hmm.
I guess somebody are putting flowers and yarn and making stop signs pretty down in San Diego.
This is a fucking catastrophe.
Yes. He's yarn bombing. He's knitting.
They are.
Yeah, he's knitting and crocheting green stems and leaves on the stop sign. It's making them pretty.
He's a fucking public nuisance. We need to get rid of his ass.
Strap it up. You got your guns 100?
I'm ready.
We about to get this fool. You did what? You made my goddamn stop signs pretty? Oh, hell no.
Now, I know I got criminals running loose. Murderers all over the place. I know this. But this is some shit that I just will not stand for.
Not having it.
Fucking with my stop sign.
Mm-mm. You making them pretty? They ain't rusty and all dirty? You trying to make shit pretty in the city? Oh, hell no. Man, look. Man, grab the bullets. We going out right after the show. We heading down San Diego and we busting the cap on somebody.
If your ass got some yard or some flowers, you gotta head the fuck out because we coming for you.
Yeah, we invoking the Patriot Act. We busting in the fools' houses. You got yarn, I'm busting the cap in your ass. Please believe it. You
Please
got any yarn? I'm investigating. I find out that you bought some shit. Any kind of yarn in the past 6 months,
damn,
I'm busting the cap in you.
6 months?
6 months. That's how we rolling. Be putting it down. Anyway, we need to go on break now. This is Shy Stimuli. Hang on.
When I was 5 years old, I realized there was a road. At the end, I would win lots of pots and gold. Turn six, learn quick, but I lost control. Around seven, the devil tried to bottle my soul. Then at 8 or 9, I saw I had a crazy mind. Turned 10, wrote my first lazy rhyme with no pen. Figured out I wasn't like them other kids when I was young. Teacher asked me what I want to be when I hit 21. I said I want to see 21, start my own business, stack funds, live life until my living is done. Teacher could see I was bright, and I wasn't a fool. Smart as I was, I always seen a fail in school. My friends had friends, but I had fans up in the stands, ready to dance. So I knew it's jam. My respect was increasing. My grades did the opposite. Even on top of the world, how could I forget? Young man acting a fool. All the while I'm telling kids to do good in school. I couldn't afford a polo top. My friends rocking polo boots, polo shirts, and polo socks. I feel different. I think about it every day. Took me a while to notice I'm different in a good way. I got a deal with myself to stay strong and beg nobody for help. I'm doing shows all around. I'm training on the underground to perfect my mainstream sound. I feel blessed in a state of depression. At rock bottom, my mom's just got a check. Speaking of mom's years, she stay right beside me. Even when she eats, I know she gonna provide me with food. Uniform to rock to school, always gas me up like, you think you cool? Don't forget little sis, she got a little trick for getting me in trouble, but it's all good. Don't forget Brooklyn when I go Hollywood. I will never forget that it's all hood. Now family, that's another story. They be wildin' out like you cats all wannabe. They wasn't even thinking about me a year ago.
I could get some love and praise before I touch the grave. I'm on a mission like a nigga that was once a slave. And now he's living with the pain of his fam dying. Hands tied, father with sister rape. Rubber soul versus man to come out sick. Y'all be on some other shit. Killing a spark and refilling your cards. You see, I got the will of a Spartan. And I got 300 scriptures with spiritual target. I had an aim to get my disc up and target and vet fire. Yet I'm halfway mad. Hate, I've been dodging into the problem. No names I'm involved in. What would these rappers do if and then starting it, switching up, fucking up, rip, slip, start again, jump my fence, check my view, look at me, look at you, too cheap, my soul, hotter than, gonna lose, he is not, stop, he won't, chilly will, overdue, is it time, simple minds, they have, tell me who, fuck yo, man.
Together you gotta be smooth, drummer, smooth, drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with my man, Mr. F the N-Word. I'm Miss 100%. That was Shy Stimuli, Hang On. And that was some little shit right there with the, yeah. I didn't have that smooth drama. What's up? What's up? Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Excuse our technical difficulties. You know, we living in the age of the cruel right now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And speaking of the age of the cruel, you know, you can go to a mall nowadays and get you a body scan.
Why would I want to do that?
Hey, according to the good people over at Meality, these body scanning kiosks are supposed to convince people to buy more. They operate like 37 kiosks in malls all around the United States, and they use some kind of technology to scan shoppers' bodies in order to match their measurements to sizing guides at nearby stores.
Really? And we believe that that's what that shit is for.
Yeah, because you can go to the Gap, Levi's, J. Crew, Old Navy, American Eagle, and Brooks Brothers, which are their partners.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to go home real alone for a moment. I'm 37 years old. I know the size of this ass. I don't need nobody to scan shit for me to tell me what size clothes I wear. That's some bullshit if I ever heard bullshit in my life. If I never heard it, that's bullshit. Come on now. Really? A body scanner? I'm not going nowhere where there's a body scanner. No, sir. No, thank you.
Well, I put in my application last week. Because just for sociological implications, though. Because I wanted to see what the sociological benefits to body scanning were. So, yeah, I'll be coming out with that report someday.
Someday.
Yeah, you know, once, I'll try to do it in the next 5 months so that at least you'll have 2 months to go over it when the world's ending.
Wow.
Yeah, since the world is in. I mean, in the fact that they're scanning bodies and they're working with big companies, I'm like, yeah, it as a conspiracy theorist, the whole, yeah, we're doing it for shopping. I don't believe that.
Just remember, it's always put off as, you know, something that Americans enjoy. You know what I mean? It's always try to sneak it in. You know how your mama used to sneak your vitamins or your medicine in your food because it's good for you? They think she's like, okay, it's good for you, but I know you're not going to accept it in its raw form. So what I'm going to do, I'm just sneak it in on it. And that's the way they think, okay, we feel that this is good for people. We feel that this is going to protect, you know, they always talk about protecting us, and, you know, from terrorists and all that shit. Watch, in a few months, it's going to come out that this is what it's really for, and then people going to say, oh, well, if it's meant to protect us, then this is a good thing. Don't be a dummy all your life. Come on, man. I mean, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm just...
Yeah, you hating. You hating on my dream to body scan women as they walk into the mall.
I mean, I could be a body scanner.
Okay.
Just see the brother coming in. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's where I'm at now.
They don't need a machine. I can do that.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me get my measuring tape out.
That'd be a good way to not, you know, you can get a job as a body scanner, and then nobody can file sexual harassment against you. You know.
Anyway.
Is that part of the process? I'm just trying to, sir.
Anyway. We moving on because, once again, in this age of the crew, we talked earlier about how, you know, folks is breaking into people's houses and they just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't have common sense. Like, UFC fighter Rashard Evans, he was in the news because he refused to sign a poster. And you know, folks are like, oh, see, these people, they out of touch, blah, blah, blah. But the reason why he refused to sign the damn poster is the poster of him being knocked out. Who the fuck walks up to somebody and says, hey, dog, why don't you sign this poster, you get knocked out?
An ignorant ass. Somebody, and when I say ignorant, I mean not knowing. Somebody that don't know that just because he got knocked out by one guy don't mean that he won't knock your ass out. Come on.
Exactly. I'm sitting up there like, well, hold on. How smart are you? You roll up on a UFC fighter, a dude who beats the piss out of people
for a living, and
you decide, well, you know what? I think this would be cool if you sign this poster. See, maybe if Rashard Evans would have whooped his ass, he'd be a genetic scientist right now.
You know what? I agree.
just thinking, hey, if taking severe assault, I'm thinking maybe it's not continuous beating, but just one severe ass. Or the thing is, maybe he took that ass whooping, and that's why he's that stupid in the first place.
It could, you know what? That could just be the after effect of him getting his ass whooped.
Exactly.
And so that's why there's no fear of getting his ass whooped by him, because he's like, hell, I done already had a few severe beatdowns. I might as well try it.
Yeah. I mean, now somebody who does deserve to get their ass whooped is the man who cost a family a lot of pain and suffering. There's a young woman, Phoenix Colden, who's been missing. The family's been looking for her. And so this man in Texas led the family on a wild goose chase. He said, hey, he knew about her whereabouts, provided the family with some details that sounded really good. So the family invested their money in the search. And they spent a lot of their savings on private investigators to follow up on the lead. And after the family's money was gone, the man who provided the tip admitted, yeah, I kind of lied.
Kind of.
He fabricated the story.
Where's the fucking kinda in that? He made the whole shit up.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That to me, that's just way beyond being cruel. It's like, you a predator, bruh. And you don't need to exist no more.
Well, he needs that ass, that brain reversing ass whooping.
Yeah,
because
you just...
Yeah, he's stupid.
Fucking disgusting.
Yeah. But...
Anything to get Simon of some type of fame, some type of attention.
Well, I mean, you talk about he's disgusting. Well, Adrian Rowland and getting his 5 minutes of attention? Adrian Rowland is a 53-year-old man that decided to kill himself on Skype in front of his girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah, her and her friend watched as the now departed Adrian Rowland decided to break a bottle, smash it on the table, and stick it in his neck as he's holding his bloody wrist out to the screen.
See, now I know a lot of people don't agree with me when I say certain things like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to keep saying it. I believe that there are demons and evil in this world, and you better protect yourself. I don't care if you pray to Buddha, if you pray to Jesus, if you use the red string on your wrist, whatever you do. Come on now, think about this. Think about it logically. A person that's in their right frame of mind cannot physically slash their own throat, slash their own wrist, slash their stomach, and then die. I mean, just slashing your throat alone should just wipe you out in a matter of seconds. Come on. That's not to me, that's not humanly possible. It's just, it's some other forces at work with that right there. I just believe that.
All right. Well, I won't argue the point. I mean, I just think that whatever the cause, that is some weird and unusually cruel shit to do to anyone.
And it brings us back to the point again that it's almost over. It's 2012 and it's just too much is just going on. Just too much wow and crazy stuff. Everything is off the chain. Everything is out of bounds. You know, common sense doesn't come into play anymore. You know, being kind and loving towards your neighbor doesn't come into play anymore. All of that is gone out the window. I'm just saying.
I can't help but agree with you. It was one of the more disturbing things that I read about. It reminds me of the fact that we live in the age when you can have somebody who would play with the lives of somebody that was kidnapped so that they can get some attention, like you said, to get their 5 minutes, or this person who was just like, hey, look at me, I'm killing myself on Skype. To think about something like that.
And it's like kicking a person while they down because they already heartbroken over their daughter missing. But then you have to go and ruin their financial situation. It's horrible.
Well, I mean, it's not even about ruining the financial. It's more the fact that you can contemplate doing something like that.
Right. Giving them false hope, making them think, you know, it's crazy.
I mean, because you think shit like that is funny.
His ass needs to be in jail over something like that. I don't understand why he's not in prison.
Well, he's a guy who needs to share a cell with the ball buster.
Yeah.
You know, homegirl can just grab him, bow, got you. What? Squeezing. Uh-huh. You gonna tell another lie? Probably not. Bam. That's busted. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. For Miss 100%, I am F the N-word. We're Smooth Drama. And we're out.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Ooh.